This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, July 25th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, Illinois Public Radio's Sean Crawford looks at this year's legislative overtime session, which becomes the longest in modern history today. And a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. The predominant electric utility in central and southern Illinois says it's going along with millions of dollars in rebates and bill credits after rate hikes sparked a firestorm this year and prompted lawmakers to threaten even stricter penalties. Ameren Illinois President Scott Sissel maintains the company merely passed through to customers what the utility paid for electricity. Still, Sissel says Ameren learned some lessons after the prices it charged for power caused a furor.
One of the things that we've learned, a lesson from this process, is to be very, very careful in using averages. We serve such a large population of customers, and like I say, we serve customers down to almost Paducah, Kentucky. And so a lesson learned as we go forward, when we start looking at projected increases or changes, we need to localize what that means to those customers in a particular area.
Many Ameren customers were outraged when their power bills doubled and even tripled in January. They had been promised rates would only go up at most about 50%. Sissel also says that every Ameren customer will receive at minimum $100 of credits in 2007. He says Ameren will attempt to keep rate increases under 10% each year for the next 2 years. A new report shows child poverty grew nearly twice as fast in Indiana than the nation during the first half of the decade. The annual Kids Count report released today says 17% of children under 18 lived in poverty in 2005, compared to 14% in 2000. The head of the Indiana Youth Institute blames the downturn in the state's economy, a rise in the number of children living in single-parent households, and the increase in the number of immigrant households. Bill Stankovich says that poverty crushes hope in children. State Human Services Chief Mitch Robe says food stamps, Medicaid, and other public safety net programs help children and their parents once they fall into poverty. Keeping families self-sufficient is more important. A ban on liquids at the Champaign County Courthouse has been lifted a day after it was imposed. Sheriff Dan Walsh says the brief security measure was the result of a phone call to the circuit clerk's office Monday morning. He says a male subject warned a friend of his who was on his way to the courthouse where he planned to kill himself using flammable liquid. Walsh says his staff determined it had handled a similar incident in the county about a month before that.
And then we did some checking and learned that same individual had a court appearance this week, so we went about to find him. That took us a little while because he wasn't where he had been. We did locate him, and as I said, we met with him extensively, and we don't think he's a threat to himself at this point or to the courthouse or anybody else.
The courthouse returned to its standard security measures about 12:30 yesterday. Walsh says any such threat is taken very seriously, noting the 1997 incident in which a man carried a bottle filled with fuel into the old county courthouse, starting a large fire. No one was hurt in that incident. Champaign's railroad viaducts are getting increased attention from the city. The city council last night gave its staff the go-ahead to start work on making the viaducts more attractive and better lit. But city officials say working with the railroad on viaduct safety will be more of a challenge. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Most of Champaign's 11 railroad viaducts were built more than 80 years ago, and they generally look their age. Public Works Director Dennis Schmidt says they'll try to improve on that over the next several months with more frequent painting and better lighting. But Schmidt says the Canadian National Railroad needs to play a more active role in providing structural maintenance. He charges the railroad only makes repairs when it absolutely has to and isn't interested in updating its maintenance agreements with the city.
We've directly approached them, and probably the best way to describe the railroad's position at this time is they don't need any additional regulation, and they look at that any type of agreement with the city as another form of regulation. So at least at this point in time, we got a very lukewarm reception from them.
Schmidt says the city will continue to prod Canadian National to make more careful inspections and be more proactive in their maintenance. The most recent viaduct problems were spotted last month when the University Avenue viaduct was closed for a time due to large pieces of concrete falling onto the street. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Urbana City officials believe it's time to give Philo Road a serious makeover. The Urbana City Council is considering a major beautification program for the area with over $500,000 in new sidewalks, landscaping, decorative streetlights, and other improvements. Reviving the Philo Road Business District has been a top priority for Urbana Council members. And Alderwoman Lynn Barnes, who represents the west side of Philo Road, says a beautification program right now could be especially effective.
Because right now there's some interest from developers along that corridor, and if the developers can see that the city is willing to put their money where their mouth is, so to speak, I think that will encourage the developers to make solid decisions and move forward with projects that they're considering.
Urbana Council members will continue discussion at their August 6th committee meeting on a plan to delay other city projects so that the city can start the Philo Road improvements next spring. Public meetings would be held in the fall to gather neighborhood input, and the design work would be done over the winter. Some work, such as new sidewalks, might happen more quickly, but Barnes says she'd like to see more Philo Road improvements taking place this year, if possible. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Illinois lawmakers have set a dubious mark. As of today, this year's overtime session becomes the longest in modern history. As Sean Crawford reports, there's no indication when the long summer in Springfield will come to an end.
Just 3 years ago, the Illinois legislature set a mark of futility when it comes to passing a budget. So much for a long-standing record. Lawmakers have been in overtime since the end of May. Now it's late July, still no budget deal, and the outlook is uncertain for when the session will finally end. The bottom line, lawmakers must approve spending authority for the state to pay bills, send out paychecks, and take care of other needs. No one disputes that fact, but they disagree on nearly everything else. They've yet to figure out how to raise money and how to spend it. Senator Debbie Halverson, a Democrat from Crete, says she's still hopeful the long stay will wind up being worth it.
You know, if people get mad that we're still here, but I think our constituents back home would be even angrier if they knew we just rolled over and played dead to get out of here. You know, and so people are standing up and sticking to their guns of what's important. You know, without the revenue necessary, everybody can't get what they want. So right now we're working on making sure we have the revenue necessary so that people can go home and say, we spent 2 extra months here, but look what we got for you.
Governor Ron Blagojevich has made it clear he wants health care expansion for the uninsured. But a universal health care program could be expensive. That's been one of the main holdups in getting a deal. Some of the other legislative leaders have remained cool to that idea and want government to make do with what it already has in revenue. There are other pressing needs as well, including money for schools, mass transit, and construction projects. Chicago Democratic Senator Donnie Trotter has helped put together budgets at the Capitol for several years. He says it's clear there won't be an agreement until everyone gets something.
That's the very definition of negotiations. I mean, that's what we do, and that's certainly at the position that we are right now, that everyone should get something. There should not be anything that's excluded. Healthcare is as important as education.
Trotter says expanding gambling, such as adding more casinos, would be a way to provide more money to the state, but that's also controversial, as is a tax increase, whether it's on income or on products sold, such as cigarettes. With Democrats running the show at the Capitol, one might think crafting a budget would be a simple exercise. But the governor, House Speaker Mike Madigan, and Senate President Emil Jones rarely see eye to eye. Add Republicans into the mix, as it now takes more votes to pass a spending plan, and it's a recipe for gridlock. Most Republicans say the blame for a record-breaking overtime session rests squarely on the shoulders of Democrats, but GOP House Member Bill Mitchell of Forsyth says not so fast.
Well, I'd like to say that that's the case, but that's not the case. I mean, I think people are blaming the process and not the party. This isn't the notoriety that you want to have. So, no, I mean, this is it makes everyone in this business look bad, and people are just sick of it. You talk to people, and they're like, the pox on everyone's house right now.
The state of Illinois is now in uncharted territory. Each year when August rolls around, one constant has been a state budget in place. A temporary one-month budget expires in just a few days. Democratic Senator Marty Sandoval of Chicago says he doubts Illinois lawmakers will finish their work by that time.
There is no agreement on the spending priorities of the state, and so therefore I believe that we will continue to set new records every day until way past July 31st. And I actually predict that we will be very close to a government shutdown at the rate we're going.
The delay in getting a new state budget might seem like a bureaucratic squabble. The effects, though, are far-reaching. As Sandoval raises the possibility of a government shutdown or at least the threat of one, the scenario is problematic. From school districts concerned about getting their regular payments starting in August, to social service providers who depend on state money to provide care for the disabled, the elderly, and others, even the two state fairs could be in jeopardy. As the longest overtime session in Illinois history drags on, the future is uncertain. Lawmakers and the governor have set a record none should be proud of. I'm Sean Crawford.
In the forecast for the region, becoming mostly cloudy today, a chance of showers in the afternoon, the high around 82 degrees, mostly cloudy tonight, the low around 62, partly sunny on Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high around 85, mostly cloudy Thursday evening, the low around 68. There's a chance of showers again on Friday as well as Saturday. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, July 25th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wil.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.